So baskets by Pepper and Hannon have them in the lead 4-0. Bricker between the circles. Drives it left, puts it up, reverse layup, no good. Tipped and grabbed by Westville. In transition, Jackson. Jackson, stop and go move. Underhand, he scores. It's 6-0 in favor of Westville. We played almost 2 minutes. And Westville's showing you they're going to attack the basket here tonight. Gould off a high screen. Out to Bricker. Bricker with a head fake and a drive to the free throw line. Got tied up, trying to get it out of there, and did to Finlinson. Finlinson with a head fake. He'll try to put it on the floor. Ball tipped away, but to Martin in the right corner. And back out to Gould. Gould drives left off a high screen. Now to the right to Martin. Martin back across the top and now down to the left wing for Bricker. Outside the lane, Jaeger. Jaeger double-teamed to Gould. Right side, Finlinson. Now back out to Gould. Now Bricker up the baseline. Slipped it underneath the basket to Jaeger, and Jaeger was standing out of bounds when he caught the ball. Kyle Saunity took over the program. You heard Matt Moore talk about the fact that the previous coach used to be one of his players, or a player that he coached earlier in his career. Past the baseline, tipped by Bricker, and off the end line, out of bounds. It's out of bounds, and Hannon will throw it in down here below us. And Hannon will look and throw it in to the near corner for Jackson. Jackson lobs out to midcourt, where it's caught there by Caleb Pepper. He's guarded by Finlinson, out of Kane. Down under the near corner for Caden Pepper. He'll shoot from outside the lane. He hits again. It's 8-0 in favor of Westville. Finlinson accepts the inbounds pass. He says he'll take it across, and he does, against Jackson. Hands back to Bricker. Bricker out to Martin, right side to Gould. Oh, beautiful backdoor feed, and Bricker missed the wide-open layup. Can't do it better than that. Warsaw still scoreless. 3 minutes and 15 seconds in. They're down by 8. Jackson outside the lane. Spins on the baseline into a double team and takes it back out to the corner, then to the wing. Gives it back to Caleb Pepper. Now he'll flip it back for Jackson. Now he'll shoot a three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken by Jaeger for the Tigers. He's surrounded. He's fouled. Kane, I think? Yes. Ishmael Kane with his first.
From a coach's perspective, it'll be interesting. I think Matt Moore's trying to figure out, is it worth a timeout, or do we want to get things rolling here because we're a little stagnant right now?
Well, he's trying to figure out whether he should let them figure it out themselves. If it gets any worse, I'm sure he'll take timeout. Martin to the top, drives right into a defender. Held ball, and the arrow belongs to Warsaw. Caleb Pepper was waiting right there for him. Caleb doesn't score near as much as Caden does. According to the stats that we have, as they get it into Martin, and he's fouled on the way up, and free throws are coming up here for the Tigers. Caleb has only scored 5 points all season. Caden is averaging 16 a game. Martin at the free throw line, 23 last night. It's the third time this season he'd scored 23 in a game, and that also is his career high. And the first one's up and in and out.
Be interesting if Warsaw applies any kind of pressure here off of free throws to see if we can get us going a little bit, maybe force a turnover.
I don't know. Right now it feels Westville's quicker. Martin finally gets the Tigers on the board at 4:12 of the opening quarter. It's 8-1. They will come with that 1-2-2 half-court trap. Hansen is trapped, and the ball is kicked out of bounds. And that front row crew did a good job of bailing out of the way and preserving their faces, because that looked like that was going to be pretty ugly. It'll be Jackson to throw it in. Lobs deep in the backcourt to Hannon. Hannon, cross-court pass up the far side for Caleb Pepper. Back to Hannon. Underneath, wide open was Kane. He wasn't ready. Shot no good. Rebound Martin. He gets pulled to the floor. And we're going to have a held ball, and the arrow this time belongs to Westville. He has a wide-open layup, but he acted like he was the most surprised person in the whole building that that pass was coming to him. Hansen to throw it in again down below us. Gets it in on the wing to Jackson. Out to the top for Caleb Pepper. He's guarded by Finlinson. Out to the free throw line for Ishmael Kane. Down to the baseline, Jackson. Out to the wing for Hannon. Back in the corner, Jackson. Up the baseline against Bricker. Luke cut him off. Now they slip it inside. Up and under move. Shot blocked by Jaeger. And out of bounds, Caleb Pepper had his underhand shot swatted off the inline into the Warsaw student section, which is well populated this evening. On the inbound, Tannen lobs it out. Kane reels it in. Jackson holding and surveying. Now Bricker will get on the outside of him. Now Pepper. Caleb hands off. Down to the baseline side. Caden Pepper for three. No good. Finlinson all by himself for the rebound. Warsaw without a field goal. We played almost 5 minutes. There's Bricker in transition for three, and there's your field goal. Bricker a three-pointer at 3:10 of the quarter. And as rough as things have been, Warsaw only down by four. Underneath the drive and a basket up and good by Caden Pepper. He's got six of their 10. 3 minutes to go in the quarter. 10-4 in favor of Westville. Martin on the weave from left to middle. Now to Bricker. Right side, Finlinson. Gould is wide open in that left corner. They could find it. Bricker instead out top for another three, and that one's good. He had one field goal and three total points last night. He averages 16 a game, but Warsaw's within three. Pass deflected by Martin. Gould is there, and we're going to have a foul called. A foul called against Westville going for the loose ball. It's Ishmael Kane, and that's his second at 2:28 of the opening quarter. Westville will make two changes. Caleb Pepper is out, so is Kane with those two fouls. They bring in Dylan Walpole, who we saw in the JV. And also into the game for Westview is Sonity, who we also saw in the JV game. Mida Berger's in there for the Tigers, so is Drew Sullivan. Now here's Berger into the corner for Sullivan. I know Robbie's listening. Yes, Robbie, you owe me more money for mentioning your name on the broadcast. As a matter of fact, there's a whole bunch of Sullivans listening tonight. Trey Davis to the corner. Bricker muscles his way in the lane. Wraparound pass. Loose on the floor. Held ball. Arrow belongs to the Tigers. 1:54 left to play in the quarter.
Be interesting, Westville. This took some size off the floor in the last substitution. Two pretty good-sized frontline players. See if we can take advantage of that.
Warsaw off a screen. Bricker for another three. Not this time. And the rebound took a funny hop off the backboard, and Sullivan commits the foul.
I do like, though, that Bricker's looking to get the three off tonight. I thought he passed up some last night and really got himself frustrated in his ball game tonight. He looks like he's ready to let him go.
Next chance we get, we will send out a Sullivan shout-out. Warsaw on the trap, right side, three-pointer good by Sonati. Oh, check that. Walpole, they say, for the three-pointer. It's 13-7. Bricker then travels. Luke's trying to work inside, Jim, and one of the problems he has is that he's still working with a freshman sophomore body now that he's a junior, and trying to work in there, he's getting knocked around.
Yes, he did travel there, but unfortunately there was a lot of hands on the drive that nothing was called, and that seems to bother Luke a lot of times, the physicality. You're right. Once he gets a little bit stronger and goes into that body, that's not going to be an issue for him.
Right side, three, no good by Pepper. Rebound to Berger for the Tigers. 1:10 to go, opening quarter. Warsaw trails 13-7. Trey Davis in for the right, whistle and an offensive foul. Trey Davis put his head down and ran over one of the Blackhawks, and it's out of bounds to Westville. We need to say hi to Rob Sullivan's mom, Linnell. That's Grandma Sullivan down in Bradenton, Florida. Andrea's dad, Greg, known as Papa, he's in Sun City Center, Florida. As they throw the ball inside, they get it inside. The shot is no good by Caden Pepper. Rebound to Trey Davis for Warsaw. Carson Gould, I thought double dribbled, got away with it. Right side to Berger. Berger down to the baseline for Carson Gould. Out top, wide open, Sullivan. He'll try a three. That's good. You know, we just don't think about him as a three-point shooter, Jim, but he's done a good job from out there.
Set his feet well there. Nice rhythm. Pass was on time, on target.
Tigers down by three. Westville with the ball. 25 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Hannon, curly-haired point guard. Down to the left side. Ball knocked away by Berger. Caden Pepper picked it back up. Not a Jackson. Not a Hannon. Hannon against Gould, 9 seconds, near side for Caden Pepper. Up the baseline, he threw the lane, it's rolling around loose. Jaeger gets down and dirty for it and gets it out of there. Trey Davis will shoot it from 60 at the buzzer. Oh, it banked off the middle of the square and rattled out. After one, Westville 13, Warsaw 10. We'll start quarter two and 60 on News Now Warsaw.